new fight for the former president, Lisa Brady. Fox News, the same federal judge who green-lighted the raid on the Trump estate in Florida, holds a hearing tomorrow over unsealing the affidavit that led to the search.
DOJ right now, Department of Justice, saying they want that affidavit to remain sealed. They've expressed concerns that if it is opened, it could compromise their investigation. They've also expressed concerns that opening the affidavit could endanger some of the witnesses that they've spoken to. On the opposite side, former President Trump, he wants the affidavit to be released, entirely unredacted. But most legal analysts at this point say that is not likely to happen.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Palm Beach. Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking out against calls to defund the FBI over the Trump raid, saying at a New Hampshire event it's just as wrong as a push by Democratic activists to shift money from police. China will send troops to Russia for joint military exercises later this month. The Chinese Defense Ministry denying it's connected to Russia's war in Ukraine or the recent visits to Taiwan by two U.S. congressional delegations. The U.S. recently holding joint drills with 14 allies in Indonesia.
This was the largest joint military exercise between the U.S. and its Pacific allies since the drills were established in 2009. In the past 15 days since Speaker Pelosi's congressional visit to Taiwan, China has flown over 500 warplanes near Taiwan.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. We're also just learning about a recent U.S. drone strike on suspected Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists.
The Pentagon says a drone strike over the weekend killed 13 members of the Al-Shabaab terrorist group in Somalia. Official word of the strike came from U.S. Africa Command. No civilians were killed or injured in the initial assessment. The drone strike was in coordination with the federal government of Somalia.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A Missouri man is indicted over allegations he threatened an election official in Arizona.
The indictment charges Walter Lee Hornstra with a count each of making a threatening phone call and communicating an interstate threat. Details show Hornstra, in looking at a job description on an Arizona election website, called a contact number and left a voicemail complaining about a forensic audit and implying that the official may never make it to their next board meeting. Conviction on the charges could mean up to 7 years in prison for Hornstra. The FBI in Phoenix continues to look into the case. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The head of the World Health Organization describing the persistent crisis in Ethiopia's Tigray region as the worst disaster on Earth. He's also questioning the lack of a global response, suggesting it's due to the color of the skin of the people who live there. In an emotional statement today, the WHO chief said the Ukraine conflict has the global community potentially sleepwalking into a nuclear war, but he argued the situation in his home country is far worse, with Tigray's 6 million people essentially cut off from the world. A convicted killer in Texas, just about out of time.
A lethal injection awaits Kasul Chantakuman, who was convicted in the brutal murder of real estate agent Sarah Walker in a model home in McKinney, Texas in 2006. She'd been beaten, stabbed, and robbed of her jewelry. Chantakuman was arrested 2 months later. He admitted being in the model home that day, but said he didn't see anybody there. But his DNA was found in several places, including under Walker's fingernails. It took a jury 30 minutes to find him guilty. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has rejected his argument that his conviction was based on junk science. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
No final appeal is expected before tonight's scheduled execution. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.